We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Fans wanted them to keep McGowan.
Thanks to Steve Stone and Jonah Carey for joining us today. Stoney, really strong, impassioned stuff. Really, really outstanding. Glad we could make time for him. He's going to be on the broadcast tonight with the White Sox and the Cubs game. You're going to hear on The Score. We're all here on The Score today. And next up is this man, Lawrence Holmes. Hello.
Oh, there. Oh, that, just turn the microphone on. That would be a good idea.
I know where the button is. I do it all the time.
And these are the same boxes we use in the new studio.
They are.
You guys had Stoney on. It was really good. I pulled a portion that I am going to bring back in the 1 o'clock hour today of the conversation. But he's never not good.
Well, that's true. That's true. The man knows what he's talking about. He's got a Nostradamus kind of thing going on with baseball. And I find it real interesting when he applies those powers to kind of the, not distant future, but the near future of things. It's my opinion. You know, he wants to deaden the ball, and Ben Lindbergh has talked about a potential deadening of the ball as well. I get it. I'm in for that. I think what's more likely to happen, and this is kind of me playing with the forces that exist, you know, Major League Baseball going, I don't know. It's a baseball. We don't know what's wrong with it. I think it's more likely they end up moving the mound back than change the baseball because they love the home runs. They've fallen in love with the way this kind of baseball gets played. They just want to change some of the outcomes, so they'll move the mound back a little bit as opposed to dealing with the equipment they're manufacturing themselves.
I think it's more likely that they don't do a damn thing.
I'm with you.
That's probably the most likely outcome.
I also think there is a possibility, as much as we want to ascribe intent. There's also a possibility that the changes in the ball are random. That when they move that factory, this is just something they can't control. You've got materials, you've got different machines, you've got different assembly lines in different countries, and it isn't something where they went into a... The number of people that would have to be involved in planning to change the baseball, I think we would know. I think it would get out.
No, man, I learned in, what was it, Ocean's 13? All you have to do is just a couple guys can just go down there and they can fiddle with it, and then it's all good.
I get the non-actual Ocean's 11 ones all completely confused. One was the Fabergé egg.
Yeah, that was Ocean's 12. That's the one no one likes to talk about.
Is that the guy doing his, like, parkour?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the guy. 13 is the one where Khan's kid and the little Affleck go to Mexico to fix
the dice.
Dice factory.
Yeah.
But that's after they put that. Is that when Albert Finney is
the Albert Finney?
No, that's Ocean's 12.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember when we had the late Bernie Mac on the show. He says, oh, Ocean's 12? That was a terrible movie.
Yeah, and Ocean's 13 killed him.
Yeah. It's just paycheck still cashed.
No, I mean, like there was a lot of discussion that they kind of pushed him into doing that film.
Oh, when he wasn't feeling right?
And when I mean, you can look at him and tell that he wasn't feeling right, but still funny.
He's hilarious in that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a, like, you look at that cast and you go, man, they must have had just a wonderful time.
But well, that was the point of the original. That was the Rat Pack Ocean's 11 was just them. That was the whole bit. They were pretty much them
hanging out
and having scotch, and they happened to have cameras rolling.
Yes, but in the original, spoiler alert, they don't win. In the original, I think the money gets burned up. Like, they hit it in an incinerator or something like that, and then the end is just all of them just walking away like...
Well, they don't even get the run and hide. Run away and hide. They don't get that.
So beyond Steve Stone, what else you guys been doing today?
Well, Jonah was really good. We also tried to take the temperature of local baseball fans. I'm not trying to take the wind out of anybody's sails when it comes to this White Sox team because in the
yes, you are.
No, I'm really not. I want there to be an ability to hold different ideas in one's head. That is,
okay.
The White Sox are absolutely, their arrow is pointed up. They are filling in important pieces with significant players who can be envisioned as part of their eventual championship team. However,
agree.
The 2019 White Sox aren't very good.
I mean, statistically, that is fair to say that they are a below 500 team, but
it should be way more below 500 than their record.
I'm not sure about that, Dan. I think that there's an argument to be made that they could be a couple games over.
Well, the Pythagorean record, based on their 57 runs underwater when it comes to the run differential. Pythagorean record right now after 70 games is 30-40 or 10 under. And when you do what they call third order record that takes into account quality of opponents, it's even worse than that. It really doesn't stand up to scrutiny. As much fun as they've been, as many moments as there have been, it's not absolute. It's not one or the other. Just that you can be excited about the White Sox without getting irrationally exuberant about this year's team.
Well, who's doing that? Who's getting irrationally exuberant?
I guess you've been rationally exuberant because you have said they have your attention and you're interested in watching them.
Well, yeah, that's all it is.
I guess it's been references to the climb to 500 or putting outsized significance on what is an arbitrary 500 record.
But flip it the other way. We are now interested in a ball club that has given a significant number of starts to three guys that have an ERA over 6. You don't have to do a whole lot of advanced statistics or wins and losses or Pythagoras, though you could do all those things.
If the White Sox had a replacement-level rotation, they'd be above 500. Yeah. A replacement-level rotation would have the White Sox at least a game over 500.
You know, I would be interested to see, because Giolito has been so good, where they are staff war-wise. Because he's pushing the number up a little bit on balance.
But to Spagna, he's pushing it to
Hades. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, you've got Renato Lopez has thrown 81 innings with a 6.3 ERA. Ivan Nova has a 6.3 ERA in 77 innings. Manny Benuelos isn't even worth talking about. I will. 6.9 ERA with a 45 innings pitch. Dylan Covey's had to take starts.
I think I'm starting on Friday. It's just bad.
Those aren't real major league starters. They're just not. Odrisim or Despaigne warms up for like 7 minutes, 3 minutes before the game starts. He's literally made two games start late because he's still getting ready. I don't think that's the right way to go about things, but what do I know?
They're
He's
a pitcher
in the
and a
league,
half
so
from being taken seriously. A pitcher and a half. And that's why I think it's cool to be in a place where you wonder, how different would the White Sox look if Carlos Rodon and Michael Kopech were healthy in pitching? And that's exciting. Like that to me for 2020 is a very exciting thing. And I know that I won't expect Giolito to be all world, but the fact that you wouldn't have that significant of a drop between him and the rest of the starters.
Why not expect that from him?
I mean, it's fair. I mean, we saw it with Jake Arrieta where the light turned on and it stayed on for 4 seasons. The Four Seasons Hotel. I just don't know if it's fair to expect him to be the best pitcher in the American League.
Yeah, but his changes, this isn't voodoo.
No,
I mean, we know exactly. He knows. He has said it. It isn't just his mental state. He got rid of a bad pitch.
Yeah.
And he started changing the way he's tunneling up his higher in the zone fastball and his slider. But he got rid of a pitch that wasn't working. He is literally a different pitcher.
He is. And the two different changeups and the way that he approaches using them. And I know Stoney has talked about this before with that parachute changeup that ordinarily you don't want guys throwing pitches that high in the zone at that velocity, but he has found a way to make that pitch drop.
It's also tunneling. It's also the fact that he knows exactly how it looks to the hitter as it leaves his hand relative to other pitches.
There's fastball speed.
There is truth to that. It's how the hitter perceives it, and maybe it's not conventional, but if you're going by the reactions of hitters, it's mystifying some people.
What do you got there?
And that's your egg shaker to take home.
Yeah, that's right. We're close to starting a family band.
I think that's a good idea. On the show today, I'll talk with Rick Hahn about this because I've got Rick on the show. So I got Cubs and White Sox. I got Joe coming up in a couple of minutes. I got Rick coming on at 12:30. We good to go, boys.
Excellent.
We are good to go. We're ready for Cubs White Sox. So thank you very much, as always. And now you can fight through the army of children that are out here. It's great.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.